This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, there she was, crying in court yesterday, as she should be.
Who was it?
Felicity Huffman, man.
Oh.
Pleading guilty officially. We already knew she was going to, and we already said, yeah, you better, because what she did was so stupid. How can you plead not guilty and act like you're innocent?
Yeah, Lori Loughlin, you hear that? Lori Loughlin, Jesus.
Bye, yes. Felicity.
So Felicity now faces a recommended 4 months in prison under her deal with the prosecutors. So all this for rigging her daughter's SAT score to try to get her into a better college.
Imagine your kid getting answers wrong and then paying money to have them corrected?
As a parent? No. It sounds insane.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. At 5, I wouldn't fix their answers on their homework.
No.
I would just be like, nope, you get a bad grade, you're going to pay the consequences. I cannot imagine, like, you're right, saying that out loud as a parent.
Yes.
I'm like, no, I can't.
Crazy.
I would kill them. I wouldn't pay for them to get better grades. There'd be a big difference there.
I got 6 wrong. That's okay. Mommy will pay money and get them right. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, God.
You're the best.
Well, listen, 6 wrongs don't make a right, but 6 wrongs and a nice paycheck make a right, okay? I'm just saying.
Well, at the end of the day, we shouldn't actually beat Felicity Huffman up. We should praise her for taking accountability and responsibility and paying the price and going to prison if she has to for 4 months. She was crying in court. Good.
I'll give her that.
That means she's feeling the consequences.
Yeah.
If she's crying in court.
Or she's a really good actress.
Yeah, I don't think
right?
so. I think Felicity Huffman's probably scared to go to prison.
I would say so.
After the life she's lived, I'm guessing. She was a desperate housewife. Her husband's on Shameless. They're rich as hell. She's been an actress for years and years. Going to prison is going to rock her world.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I forget she has the Gallagher in, so she'll be fine in jail. She got that Gallagher in from Shameless. She'll be fine.
That's true, actually. They'll probably be like, Frank's your husband.
Uh-huh.
We got you back in prison.
Because
everyone's crazy on Shameless. But yeah, she was crying in court and, you know, it pled guilty, and that was it. So now Lori Loughlin's still pleading not guilty with Mossimo.
Let's not act like she's not going to go to some ritzy San Jose prison with a Starbucks.
That's fair. For like a day.
Yes.
Club
but she's not going to be in a federal pound me in the you-know-what prison.
Pound me in the you-know-what.
Yeah.
I was at Goodwill, you know, for Del Step, and I saw a
Felicity
shirt.
Huffman?
No, I saw Felicity Huffman at Goodwill. No,
whoa.
There was a Mossimo shirt on the rack.
Oh,
and
man.
I pulled it up, and I go, is this vintage?
It is vintage.
Is this vintage now? Because Mossimo's going to prison.
Oh, my God.
It's also worth
funny.
A lot more, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Felicity Huffman pleads guilty. Lori Loughlin still pleading not guilty.
Give it up, Lori.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Do you have good news to start the day? Gibbons, you're back. What's your good news?
My good news is literally because I'm a child, I saw it this morning and it made me giggle first thing. So my good news is that, like you just said, today is going to be 69 degrees. I just wanted to say 69 because I'm a child. That's all that was.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's
Allie,
it.
My good news is that Hudson had his first baseball game last night, and it was freaking hysterical.
Nice.
And I can't wait to talk about it in 1 hour and play a clip from him at the game screaming while he batted, because he is definitely my child. I also have about 7 other things he shouted across the field during the quiet baseball game.
Dear God.
I mean, I will admit, I was crying. I haven't laughed that hard in probably a year. I mean, I laughed for over 20 minutes and I had tears. I couldn't even have conversations with the other parents.
Oh my God.
They were all laughing. I'm like, I can't talk to you right now. This is too much for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
So leave it to my child to scream inappropriate things at a 5-year-old baseball game. I'll tell you what they were in an
You're
hour.
Not going to believe what he was screaming.
Oh,
6:30 will tell you.
Oh my God.
My good news is that I got another update from our tax people where instead of paying money, now we are getting money back. I am furious with our tax person this year, dude. Furious. When you pay somebody to do your taxes, they're supposed to take care of things, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why you pay them money.
Yeah.
Then why the hell were we having to hunt them down and get calls back? We were having trouble with them returning emails.
What?
They screwed up how we filed it and put, like, they flip-flopped. Like, when you file jointly, you file the spouse, and then there's the taxpayer, or two separate ones when you file married jointly. And they flipped it the way that they'd been doing it. somehow. And they sent this really confusing email about how they filed things, and they said basically we had too many cooks in the kitchen during your return, so some things slipped through the cracks.
This
and
is like
I was
a
like,
personal accountant that you know, like it's not like H&R Block like I do.
No, it's somebody that my wife knows that she's worked with for years.
So somebody it sounds like they expanded their business and had a mess.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they had too many people handling things that didn't know what they were doing is what it sounds
Granted,
like.
Granted, we did wait until like the last minute, sent it around the 15th.
So what?
But still, that's not my problem.
What? I sent mine on the 15th, and guess what? I got my return 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. So we're in a fight right now with them, but we're ending up getting money back. But good news that we're getting money back from the government, which is nice.
Even better news, next year you'll have a competent accountant. You got to kick this guy to the curb.
That's what I said, too. And he's trying to charge us. And I said, there's no way I'm paying full price for you, dude.
I don't blame you.
No way.
The good news is you got money back,
The good news is I'm getting money back.
And the accountant's fired.
Yes. You're fired, Rob DeMarco. Get out of here.
Oh, damn.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So, family video. When's the last time you went in a video store? I'm looking at blank stares. I know Gibbons.
15 years, maybe 15 years. I'm not even exaggerating.
Right? I know Gibbons
goes every day.
No. Okay. We were really about it. Like, super hardcore about it.
Oh, we remember what... That's not the case anymore?
Oh, yeah.
We passed by Family Video day before yesterday.
Family Video! Renting videos! Woo!
Well, they're trying to bring people back in the doors. Because Family Video, they're now selling CBD products. Cannabis.
So basically, you need to change your whole business.
Yeah.
Get rid of the videos and bring in the cannabis, and you'll be very 2019.
See?
I would be surprised by this, but there's an auto body shop near my girlfriend's mom's house in Greenfield.
Yeah.
And it's like Milwaukee Roto-Rooter. And CBD. And there's a gas station down the street from me that has an entire CBD, half of their store. I mean, it's everywhere.
A lot of people have it, yeah.
Well, Family Video, believe it or not, has 600 locations.
No
600.
Way.
I did a podcast on them.
Oh, my
God. I interviewed the people. They're still a thriving business. The owner had tennis elbow, used a CBD balm on his tennis elbow, and said it made him feel better. He was like, it worked great for me. Why don't we sell this in the stores?
Wow.
So that's what they're doing. CBD oils, sprays, balms, and waters.
And all the people who say that CBD oil helped their pain.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it doesn't get them high, but that if they had like a back pain. I mean, I've heard like person after person after person. No wonder it's legal.
Yeah.
It's like if it's like natural from the earth and it's helping your pain.
Yeah. It stops
why
kids.
Are we bothering with other crap?
Kinds have been stopped from having seizures, all kinds of good stuff. Yeah.
That was what started it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the kids stuff. But now seeing all the stuff it does for everyone is unbelievable.
They say that it brings people in the stores now because they're like, oh, you guys gave CBD. Oh, cool videos. Then they get all nostalgic and then they rent a movie and they hook in a customer.
I guarantee they have this promotion going on because they have it with all the Marco's pizzas that are next door to all the Family Videos. I guarantee if you buy a CBD product, you get like five movies for free. Can almost guarantee
it.
That's how they do it. If you get a pizza from Marco's, you get a free rental. They're just going
to
give away the rentals to buy some CBD.
I'm completely serious. Okay. Are the rentals DVDs?
Yeah, the DVDs, Blu-rays.
Yes.
I don't even own a DVD player anymore. Do you?
I have a PlayStation 3, and I use that as a DVD player.
If I buy a movie, it's on my
online.
iTunes, and then I go to my Apple TV, and then I watch it on my TV. I don't have to go to a store. And I have it on every device I have, the same movie.
And that's why they're doing ploys like this now to get people back in the video stores, because they're competing with that. Allie, you're right. Everybody watches it on demand now. Nobody rents videos.
I don't really get the whole going to the store anymore.
Well,
you can buy it for 5 seconds on my TV or phone.
Yeah, honestly, not everybody has Netflix. There are some people that can't afford it, don't have
the
internet.
There's a ton of people that don't have Netflix, and there's a ton of people that don't even have, you know, a TV, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I get that. There's poor people. I get why the Family Video is alive in lower income areas. I get it, dude. But at the same time, you know what? I'm going to start donating my DVD player. I'm going to start tossing them out. I'm like, here you go.
Here you go, kids.
Let's have a drive.
There's a lot of people with DVD players and back problems. And now if you go to Family Video, apparently you won't have either one.
They're hungry. You need pizza.
What a time to be alive.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so what's going to happen with Empire? Jussie Smollett. We keep saying, oh, they're going to bring him back. Oh, they're not. Oh, they can't make up their mind. What's going to happen? Well, it's ending. Empire will end with season 6. And Jussie Smollett will not return.
They're ending the whole series?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, 6 seasons is a fair run on a TV show, yeah, let's be real. Yeah. Especially when you got that following you now with that dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they said 6 years is a remarkable run, and I quite frankly, I agree. 6 seasons of any show is a good run in this day and age with our attention span, you know?
For sure.
Makes you wonder if Jussie Smollett, they would have believed the whole thing, would have run through with it, would have canceled the show anyways, then what would he be doing? He wouldn't have any, he still wouldn't
right?
have a job. He'd still be out of work.
Right?
If they would end the show.
I don't think it would have gotten canceled. I think it would have kept it going. I think he put a bad taste in everyone's mouth, and that's why the cast is going to hate him forever if they actually accept what happened here, you know?
Well, I mean, you remember a couple of years ago, everybody was watching Empire, and recently, I don't know anybody that's like super, super into it like people were before. I mean, it had like record ratings. It was one of the biggest things on
the planet. There was a little spike this last season because of the Jussie Smollett
thing. They said it was down, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that which was odd because that doesn't normally happen when there's a scandal.
Controversy.
Normally it goes up, but the last thing I read a few months ago was that they weren't doing very good in ratings and that they were surprised it had gone down.
Yep.
So again, Jussie Smollett, you know, claimed to be the victim of that racial and homophobic attack in Chicago, which the police are claiming never happened. Yep. Or happened, but was set up, essentially.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He's still claiming he was innocent and he had nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, dude, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever you say, Jussie.
Wash our hands.
Empire ending with the 6th season, and Jussie will not ever return to the show, which, thank God.
Go sit down with people like Lori Loughlin who don't take accountability for their actions.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who still have the balls to go and
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Come on,
it's
man.
Like you're making me cringe.
Yeah.
Stop.
Sit down, friend. Sit down.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 6:32. $1,000 at 7:10 this morning. And then be here at 7:45. We have a very major programming announcement that will impact the entire city of Milwaukee. 7:45. Set a reminder. Get the radio.com app if you have to listen at work. Be here at 7:45, right?
For real, for real.
Dude, Allie.
You guys, I thought I laughed a lot with my girlfriends over the weekend. Oh, hell no. I was crying for at least 20 minutes last night. Because, I mean, I was like, I felt so good when I left the ballpark. There's nothing funnier than watching a 5-year-old at their first baseball game.
Oh, my God.
And
right?
I got the clips to prove it. I brought audio and everything.
Oh,
thank
geez.
God I was filming and got my lunatic kid on tape. Because you cannot make this up. Hudson is the wild one. Owen is the shy one. He's 7. Hudson is 5, if you can believe it, the baby. And he is crazy like mama. He is loud.
He
is at times inappropriate.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand social cues.
Nope.
He's obnoxious. Again, like I'm like mommy, right?
The apple doesn't far fall from that tree.
And
Amen.
I always go, where does he get this? And it's always like, oh, myself.
Yeah.
So we get to the fields last night, and he doesn't understand baseball. In fact, he's missed 4 practices because it's been raining for weeks. Right? I mean, we don't even know what's going on at this point. We're just showing up, right?
Uh-huh.
So we get out there, and the game starts. And he's sitting on the bench because his team is up to bat first, okay?
Yep.
So he's sitting on the bench with a couple teammates. The others are getting their helmets on, grabbing their bats. And you know, baseball games are like quiet, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, unless somebody cheers when they hit or you go, come on, Hudson, when he, whatever.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's a pretty quiet atmosphere.
Especially in Little League, the first game of their first, like the first game of their lives
really
ever.
Really quiet.
Yeah, nobody's talking. Everybody's filming on their phone. So they're not talking.
And all of a sudden, Hudson's sitting on the bench behind the dugout. You know, I joke he's the mayor, that he's, he has tons of friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He knows everyone everywhere we go. Like, he gets invited to more birthday parties than any, I mean, 10 birthday parties maybe this year. It's insane.
Good
I'm
Lord.
Like, how do you have all these friends? Who are these people? I don't even know them. He's sitting on the bench, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the game's in play, and the other team's on the field.
Uh-huh.
And one of the kids screams from across the field, Hudson, it's Landon. and goes, "Hi, Landon!" And like we're in the middle of the game, and they're the kid on the field is like, "Hey, Hudson." Right then,
oh no,
the kid on the field goes, Hudson goes, "Where's your brother?"
Oh my God, they're in a full fledged conversation.
With a game going on across the field.
Could you imagine Christian Yelich yelling at a batter? It's Christian Yelich. It's Christian Yelich. And then Bryce Harper goes, "I'm Bryce Harper.
How's your brother?"
It gets better because then Hudson goes, "Oh, hey, Keilani," to the brother of the other kids. Now Hudson's waving to the other kid across the field. So I think it's
social
over.
Butterfly.
Yeah, he's total. But I'm laughing, but that's not it, Gibbons. Few seconds of silence. Hudson, it's Miles from across the field again. Another kid. Hudson is getting like, wait, I'm dying, right?
This is from the opposing team?
The opposing team is in play on the field and they're stopping and screaming, "Hudson, it's Miles." Again, later, "Hudson, it's Parker." I said, enough
Good
with the
Lord.
Friends, dude. I don't even know who these people are. He goes, "I go to kinder care with all of them in New Berlin." I'm like, okay, great.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
The kid has more friends than anyone that I don't know.
That's great.
So that was funny. But then it's his turn to get up and bat.
Yeah.
And in true being like his mother fashion, Hudson, the five-year-old, might have a bit of a mouth and scream a lot. So most people, when they strike out, you know, just kind of
silently walk away and think about their actions.
Down,
put their head down.
Here's a clip of Hudson up to bat for the first time missing.
Oh, darn it!
Oh my God.
Darn it.
Hold on.
He swings at the ball, he misses, and then he goes,
"Oh, darn it!"
Clear as freaking day.
I mean, you guys, I am crying at this point between the kids, the mayor. I mean, you can't even make this up. And I'm like, no other kids.
Play it again.
The pitcher comes in. He releases the pitch. The swinger swings.
Oh, darn it!
Was dying, and I felt better that everybody else was laughing, and some people were even laughing out loud where it was like, this is funny enough that we can laugh out loud at your kid.
Well, you just heard a kid his first time at bat.
I want
Bob Uecker to call this game.
Could you imagine? I mean, he's definitely my kid.
Hudson Faith steps up to the plate. 2-1 count. Beautiful day here at Miller Park. By the way, Steinhoffels and Usinger sausage. Here's the pitch. 2-1 count.
Oh, darn it!
Swing and a miss.
Dude, it never gets old when I hear that. I'm like, oh, Hudson, you can't make that up. So then he bats, you know, he finally gets, they put the tee up for them when they strike out. So he still gets to hit. He's five.
Yeah.
He runs to first base. He runs past it into the field. He doesn't turn to second. He like runs
past
the base into the outfield.
Well, because Allie, you learned that in the four practices leading up to the game. The
That's
four
true.
Practices
that
got rained
canceled,
out.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Then Round
they
the get, bases,
So
yeah.
then they switch. He's now on the field. He's playing second base.
Oh, man.
I can barely talk about this without laughing, thinking about it. It's one of those moments. So he's playing second base, and he's across the field. He's waving to me. The ball's in play, you guys. He's blowing kisses. He's blowing kisses to me.
While the
ball's in play. The kid hits the ball towards second base, which means Hudson needs it.
Yeah.
Hudson is winking at me and doesn't see the ball coming.
Oh,
I mean, that's
my
the kid
God.
I have. So I'm like, Hudson, get the ball! And he's literally winking at me, trying to be sweet, you know?
Oh.
So then, all of a sudden, he screams across the field,
"Mommy, I need to go potty."
Come on.
A parent's nightmare, right? What do you mean you gotta go potty in the middle of the game? We don't have time for this.
The game just started. You're playing the field. You're on second base.
"Mommy, I need to go potty."
I leave him out there for a second. He runs up the hill. We can't figure out where he's going. All the parents are like, where is he going? He left second base.
No.
He's running up the hill like in the outfield.
Yeah.
And they go, maybe Hudson's going to go pee in the woods.
That's what I was
and
thinking.
And I go, maybe. And then like clockwork, he turns around, doesn't pee, rolls down the hill while the game's in
play. He's just playing. He doesn't care. That's so good.
That kid.
I can't even. I was crying.
Rolling down the hill.
And the whole like group of parents just dies when we see him roll down the hill because we think he's going to pee.
And then my God.
Turns around, rolls down,
hey,
ball
man.
In play, people, and he's the second baseman. Okay?
That's a good rolling hill, man.
Dude, the two highlights from his first ever game.
Oh my God,
first ever at bat. He swings and he misses.
Darn it!
This kid Hudson, and then of course in the middle of the game,
"Mommy, I need to go potty."
while rolling down a hill. I mean, right? You guys, I have not laughed. And Hudson is going to bring me so much laughter because he's insane.
And he's also going to cause you many headaches, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's going to get me in trouble.
Yes.
And then as we left the ballpark, just on cue, Hudson, right. It's Jason. I'm like, don't share more of them. I'm like, why does everybody know my kid?
No. When your son is seeing all of his friends, Allie, you only have one thought, and that is,
darn it!
It's true. I'm like, how do you know so many people? Who are you?
More friends.
Darn it!
That is the way I feel when he has more friends.
Hudson, it's getting late, and mommy's got to get up for work.
Julian. I'm like, what?
So, darn it.
So will you funny. Please just one more time do the Bob Uecker play-by-play with Hudson as a baseball player?
Oh, yes.
Hudson's first game, 5 years old, everyone. Enjoy.
2-1 count. Usinger sausages. Hudson Faith steps up to the plate. Here's the wind-up, the pitch.
Strike three.
And his mother is dragging him off the field.
But not before.
Mommy, I need to go potty.
This bathroom break brought to you by Usinger Sausage and Miller Lights.
Oh, man. You guys may have to come to a game for pure
seriously.
Comedy. Like, I should invite the whole world. That's sure. how funny it is, man.
I'll be there. It's Kiss FM.
Oh, Jesus.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Wow. Jeez. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Did you guys see what happened in Washington, D.C.? How they were honoring our fallen Milwaukee police officers?
What?
Kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. I didn't see any of this.
No.
I literally went all day yesterday with kid craps. I've seen nothing. Tell me everything.
There was a big thing called the Police Unity Tour they did in Washington, D.C. 150 Milwaukee police officers and family members went there to honor Charles Irvine Jr., who was one of the officers killed. Michael Michalski, who was another one. They were both killed in the line of duty.
We had a rough year.
Yeah, we did. And then they said Rittner, the other officer that was killed, he'll be honored next year when they do the same thing next year. So he was not forgotten in this. Mm-hmm. They could only represent two for this time around. But it was a cool thing for them to represent, you know, our officers, because Milwaukee's had it tough between the officers we've lost and the public worker that got killed.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of city people that have been killed in the line of duty. So.
Yeah, it's been a tough time for sure.
Yes. But nice to see them honored. Part of National Police Week. Which is this week. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Now we all know. So, Rittner's name will be added next year to the memorial, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Which is good news. It's all good to see.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, everybody thinks they know what the name is for Kim and Kanye's fourth baby. I said by the fourth, nobody cares. And the fact that she had a damn baby shower for the fourth one was absurd.
Come on, get out of here.
I was like, B, you need to get out of here, okay? You don't get a fourth baby shower. You don't get a second.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Is that how it works? One baby shower?
You get one baby shower for the first baby.
Right.
And that's it. And I know people that do too, and I think it's absurd. They're like, but I had a girl first. It's like, no, everybody already bought you a gift.
Uh-huh.
You go buy your own boy crap now.
Yeah.
We don't throw a second shower.
Hand-me-downs, bruh.
Yeah.
Hand-me-downs.
Yeah. So speculating it's a name that has to do with Chicago.
Chicago, of course.
Shed?
No, but
Field.
Keep thinking. It's
Sears.
Crime.
No, but you were in the right realm when you said Sears.
Sears?
Okay, wait, let's play a game. You're hot.
Willis. Bears.
You're cold. Bear? Ding, ding, ding.
No.
Shut up.
What?
People think Kim's baby is named Bear West because of the bears in Chicago, because she finished up a tweet with a bear emoji about her kid. So people are convinced the name is Bear and that it's Bear West.
Hey, Allie.
I don't know if that's true.
Did you hear that, Allie?
What?
That was Riggs regurgitating information that he read yesterday about the Kardashians because he loves them so much, and he tried to play it off.
I was throwing out names.
And he tried to play it off.
I was not. I
in fact, threw out the most ridiculous, stupid thing I could think of that had to do with Chicago, and I can't believe that that would be a name of a child. Well, GTFO.
I guess she's been posting, like, at her baby shower, she was using bear emojis, so that's why people are convinced that everything about her kid has a bear after it. So they're convinced. What if it's Teddy?
Teddy would be cool. West. You can't name a child after the Bears, because that child is going to grow up and be a failure. Yeah. Why? Because the Bears still suck.
Yeah.
They'll always suck.
Fair enough.
I mean, to name a kid.
And just a side note, nothing made me laugh more than the headline that said, Khloe Kardashian celebrates first Mother's Day as a single mom. I'm like, welcome to the club. Nobody cares. I was like, welcome to our lives.
I don't have to play who the hell cares, because Allie's already said it like
Seriously,
three times.
I thought it was funny, like, of all the single moms, Chloe's the one we're feeling bad for. I think there's other single moms that are just fine out there.
Yes, that are struggling.
While Chloe's surrounded by 900 cakes that were brought to her for Mother's Day. 12 balloons that were delivered from 5 different people, including famous people, right?
Man, Allie, it sounds a lot like Riggs. You're sounding a lot like Riggs
this
morning.
What is happening?
Oh, my. No.
Is this the Twilight Zone?
No, I would say this about anyone. By the fourth baby, we don't care. Okay?
I said that Friday when you weren't here. I go, it's the fourth kid. Yeah. Who cares?
Nobody
first
cares.
One
oh, my
awesome.
God. Who?
Yes.
The hell?
Yes.
How did you make that happen?
You're welcome, Governor Evers.
Oh,
I kept my promise.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Yes.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning, Angie from Johnson Creek, hanging out at the outlets.
Morning.
How are you, Angie?
No,
oh, they're not open.
I love the outlets, though, in Johnson Creek.
Or I would be.
Right? She's right in front of the Eddie Bauer one, just waiting. I don't know. Who knows?
Love it.
Angie, we've got 11-day Summerfest Power Passes. This gets you into all 11 days of Summerfest.
Oh, yeah.
Here is your question. Were you listening yesterday by chance?
I actually was.
All right. So you will probably.
This is important.
Here you go. Here is your question for tickets. It was the American Family Amphitheater, American Family Insurance Amphitheater, formerly known as the Marcus Amphitheater, was built in 1984 after a concert was overflowing. 30,000 fans. Huey Lewis and the News is correct.
She got it right.
Oh my God.
You missed this yesterday. We found out that the only reason they built the Marcus was because they had a Huey Lewis and the News concert that was supposed to have 15,000. It had 30,000 people at it.
Oh my God.
So they were forced to build an amphitheater. Yep. I was dying when I read that on Wikipedia.
It was completed in 1987 with a principal contribution from the Marcus Corporation, but now known as the American Family Insurance Amphitheater.
Was Huey the first act?
I don't know.
He should have been, damn it.
He really should have been.
This all is I all think of is Back to the Future when I hear Huey Lewis in the news.
All I can think of is the press conference they had when he came to Summerfest last year or the year before. They had a big press conference and like three people showed up. Good old Huey. He came out in his sunglasses like it was 1985. Right. Good old Huey, baby.
Well, they should have told us that story before he came and did the press conference.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they did.
We should mention, though, although these are 11-day power passes, it doesn't get you into shows at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater.
No.
But all the other side stages, all 11 days, you can go to Summerfest, Angie. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so
much. June 26th through June 30th and July 2nd through 7th. Get your power pass right now at summerfest.com. It was Huey Lewis in the News. Hold on the phone. We got to get your info.
T.I. is headlining one night on the side stages. Gibbons and I were like, T.I.!
He is.
He's coming back.
Yeah, but now we're talking about Huey Lewis in the News. And
Riggs
just turned it off. I was ready to pump it up and send us into break in great fashion.
It's not 1987 anymore, Gibbons. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. We have a pretty significant programming change coming to Kiss FM. Now, I tossed this out yesterday on the air. Gibbons, you weren't here. Allie, you remember me saying yesterday? The Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals to go to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1971.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know if you know the history behind Drake and his
Drake curse that he carries along with him. He used his supposed Drake curse to curse the Philadelphia 76ers over the weekend and had them lose.
Well, it works. Yep.
And he's very loud and very obnoxious on the sidelines at NBA games.
Damn it.
Very
Drake
much so.
Can be a very big distraction.
He's going to come to Milwaukee. That's all I kept saying yesterday, Givens.
Oh, I don't know
you
if
know
we
what?
Want that.
He might.
Screw him. He's rooting for the Raptors, isn't he?
But if he or anyone comes to Milwaukee from Toronto, they will not be hearing their hometown boy Drake on Kiss FM. We put a poll on our Facebook yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
After almost 1,500 votes, the results are staggering. We are taking a break from Drake.
Yes!
Until the series is over, you will not hear a Drake song on Kiss FM. We are taking a break from Drake. After the
My
series,
heart hurts.
Maybe. I know.
My
I know
heart
you're a fan. I understand.
Right now.
Right.
Break from Drake.
Go!
Break from Drake.
Boss!
That's right. Fear the deer, man. Fear
all right, Drake, you're out of here.
No more Drake until the series comes to an end. We are officially declaring a break from Drake. I wanted to do everything from Toronto, like Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, out. Out.
You
Celine
were
going to
get rid of Bieber and
oh,
Mendes?
Come on,
yes,
man.
I was ready. Drake?
I was ready for a full Canada band, dude.
You're crazy. I
Maple
like
syrup.
You.
Maple syrup and ban the whole
Maple
freaking country?
Syrup. Yes. Canada doesn't belong in the NBA anyways.
Yeah.
Get your own basketball league.
Mic drop.
Right.
You know, I love Drake, but screw him. He's out of here.
Mm-hmm.
He can come back after, right? After we beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for
then
you.
I'm okay. Okay.
I mean, so we all secretly love Drake. But for the time being,
you're out
the Raptors,
here.
Toronto Raptors, they're our enemy right
you're
now.
You're not bringing any curses to this city, Drake.
No, sir.
You hear me? You hear me loud
listen,
and clear,
brother? Listen, Aubrey. I'll call him out. Aubrey
Ooh,
Graham.
Yeah, Aubrey. Graham.
You're not welcome here, Aubrey. Okay?
Unless you're in my bedroom. Otherwise.
Jeez Louise, she's all about that. You know what? Take your Tim Hortons, Aubrey, and take your poutine. Team, and right. Take your good manners and GTFO, baby. You're out of here. You're not welcome around here, Drake.
Your police wear stupid hats anyways.
Yeah.
Stupid Mountie hats.
Yeah, stupid Mountie.
Bite the big one.
It's officially a break from Drake. So you won't hear any more Drake on Kiss FM until the series is over.
None.
And that's a guarantee from us, all right?
71037. Feel free to text or call, but he ain't coming back, people.
Nope.
Fear the deer. Break from Drake.
That's
Go!
Right, baby.
I'm going to pass out.
I think my heart rate's through the roof right
now. I know.
Crap.
It's like check a workout.
Check
cheering
my blood
for
pressure.
The box.
Right. Break from Drake. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Wedding season is upon us. Allie, you're going to a wedding this weekend.
I am.
Of fact.
I have one this weekend for my nanny who's my kids are in it. They're ring bearers.
Oh.
Side note. I don't know why every time I tell people they're in it, I say pallbearers on accident.
Jesus.
It is a Freudian slip. I do it every time. The other day, just yesterday, I said my kids are pallbearers in the wedding. I'm like, that's not right.
Who's in the casket, the bride or the groom?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm happy. Dan and Ella, I'm very happy for you.
Aww. Let me ask you, do Dan and Ella have a hashtag for their wedding?
I don't think so.
This has been a very big point of contention. I have friends that are getting married that sat and argued for weeks over what hashtag they wanted to use for their wedding. Because when you're at your wedding, you want everything to be categorized now on social media. And hashtags allow you to do that. So like hashtag break from Drake. Now, anytime anybody posts about that, you can click on Break from Drake and see all the posts that have that in there.
Right, uh-huh. But here's the thing. Okay, a person in the building did this with their hashtag.
Okay.
Across the hall, remember?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When she got married, they had their own hashtag.
Yes.
And they were like, put our hashtag on all the pictures. And I would like forget, but I realize it's all because they want to go look at their pictures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody else looks at that hashtag but
right.
The groom and bride.
The bride, yes.
Totally.
And then when they do things out and about in public or they're going on dates, they use that same hashtag. So they have their own little category.
Wait, now that, really?
Yes.
It continues?
100%.
Wow. The hashtag does?
The couple you're talking about, they've been using it since they were dating and they use it now afterwards. Like all
they
the time.
Do?
Yeah, all the time on their
Again,
stuff.
Again, nobody cares what the people using
right?
the hashtag, which is actually a point.
It
I don't
is.
Know where you're going with this. But
that's
ahead.
Where I'm going with is that these people, they're frustrated and
they're
arguing.
Their time,
wasting their time
energy.
On a hashtag for their wedding.
Bro. That nobody cares about.
Does anybody else do this? I just want to know. 799-1037 or you can text to 71037.
You got the food. You got the DJ. You've got the party favors. All these things. You're worried about the hashtag, but it's a real deal. No. Totally.
But say, you're worried about social media.
Oh, because it was,
that's what you're worried about before your wedding. That's absurd. Yeah. Think about that when you stop.
It was our friend that used to work here, Nathan Graham. He was thinking of one for his wedding. And they were going to have...
It would be Nathan. It would be. Dude, I'm going to light him up for this one.
So they were thinking, do it for the Graham. His last name is Graham. G-R-A-H-A-M.
Well,
so
it's all
doing
about
it
him,
for the Graham.
And that doesn't work because a wedding is two people who are individuals uniting,
but
so basing it on one's dumb.
But she's taking his last name, so she was also thinking the same thing.
What if it was...
Is she becoming a... is he going to make all the decisions and run the house, too?
Yes, he is.
She can't come up with the one that has... Come on.
Bro, her name is Sam.
Okay.
His last name
is Graham.
Hashtag Sam gets the Graham. Is a Graham. Graham.
Sam gets the Graham. Right?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something funny. I don't know.
We're thinking all this stuff. Yeah, but then they're looking on Instagram thinking, well, 25 people have used that one. Well, 100 people have used that hashtag. So.
Can I get a divorce hashtag?
You can. Absolutely.
So, like, here's the thing. You get a wedding one.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to plan out your divorce one just in case.
just in case.
A will. So that when you get divorced, there's no arguing over the hashtag because that's all you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the first one, so your hashtag to get married would be, like, we do and we did.
Yes.
And then your divorce one would be, screw that MF, I hate it.
We'll sending gifts back.
Sending gifts back.
Somebody texted into 71037. My fiance's last name is Martin Kiss. My last name is Newberger. So our hashtag is the new Martin Coos. The new Martin Coos?
What in the blue hell?
Right. Somebody else said hashtag most stupidest crap ever. We'll get along with that. Somebody else said they had a wedding hashtag to our text at 71037. They said nobody used it, so when I clicked on it, there was literally two posts.
Oh, that's can you imagine that, though? You go through, you put all this time and energy into it.
Thinking about what your wedding hashtag is going to be.
You go on the funeral. The wedding, the honeymoon.
See? It's not just me.
It's not.
You get through all of it. You get home and there's two posts.
You know too many divorced people to not have that Freudian slip once in a while. I mean, half the world's divorced. How can I not think about it?
You're thinking about the death of the wedding already. Jesus, you guys.
Well, because half of them are going to get dead. They're going to be dead. But... again, it depends.
At all of these weddings, I have a universal hashtag that will work.
Okay.
Hashtag probably not going to make it.
Hashtag
50-50. Hashtag 52% divorce.
Why did you say that when I took a drink?
Because you do that to me all the freaking time. I had to get you back.
Hashtag 52% divorce.
Hashtag probably not going to make it. Hashtag 52% end of divorce. Hashtag we got to be the one. Hashtag we're probably not the one. Hashtag hope you got a prenup. Hashtag save your money.
Hashtag good thing I worried about the flowers. This wedding.
This has been Hash Talk with Riggs and Allie Ann Gibbons.
Hashtag everyone's at your wedding to drink. Nobody cares you're getting married.
Hashtag, amen.
Hashtag no open bar. I'm leaving.
Hashtag the ceremony better not last more than 30 seconds.
You're damn right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
Who gave birth on a freaking rooftop in Milwaukee?
A mama goose, Allie. Gertie the goose.
Stop.
Who was
it.
On
what?
Top of the? She was on top of the WTMJ 4 TV station.
Uh huh.
A goose was up there.
Did somebody at TMJ knock her up?
Yeah, maybe.
I'd like to know who's the father.
Vince Vitrano's the father.
Vince, you better act even stepping out on your wife.
So they had like a camera on this thing for forever, and finally it gave birth. So this mama goose and these little goslings are back behind her. Yeah, they're called goslings. Six of them.
I did not know that.
Six goslings were behind her on the
Mother's
roof.
Day, I was in a parking lot, and there were two geese and a baby, and they were going at it to like get out of the street.
Yeah.
And they were like getting mad because the baby was barely moving and confused.
What were they going?
Shut up. What is the sound they make?
That was accurate.
They always hiss
very
me.
Accurate.
You know what I mean?
Geese are mean, man.
Well, anyway, I just thought how sweet on Mother's Day that the little babies following the mommy about to get killed by a car.
Well, that's what happened.
They survived.
They were on the rooftop for a while. So they had to call the Wisconsin Humane Society so they could be brought down to safety. They got some nets and a little crate. They took them down. But there was still more problems because the goslings couldn't get up the curb.
What?
It was too tall for them.
It's like the baby and that mom's going,
yes, they can't.
I'm telling you, they can't do it.
Wait.
Puppies can't even climb stairs.
People came and took these goslings off of the rooftop.
Yes.
And set it on the ground and went, you go ahead, little gosling, you go free.
And yeah, then they walked into the street. They could go down the curb, but it was going up the curb on the other side that was the problem. Going down wasn't a problem, but going up and over on the other side, they couldn't do it. And they don't know there's ramps.
Did we build a ramp? Did we build a ramp there to get those poor goslings up?
But thankfully, the nice woman from the Humane Society was able to come and help them get up the curb again.
Oh, good.
Thank you to the Wisconsin Humane Society and the ladies that came to help them out. Gertie and her goslings are just fine. Gertie the Goose.
So funny.
That's a heartwarming story on a Tuesday morning.
I have a shirt that says Gertie the Goose that you gave me, Riggs, and you got it where again?
That was technically Gertie the Duck.
Oh, damn. Never mind. I don't have a shirt about Gertie the Goose.
But it does say Gertie. Yes, it is.
Never mind.
There goes that feel-good moment.
The whole time I thought it was the same damn duck or goose, whatever we're talking about.
It's a billed animal. It's fine.
You could have just lied to me and told me it was the same one.
You were like, Allie earlier off the air said, if I would have known that, I would have worn the shirt you got me, Riggs. And Riggs didn't go, no, it's not the right
one. I was looking into it.
Say anything.
I wasn't sure. I looked up and I was like, oh, crap. That was a duck. Sorry.
You're the one that gave me the background on the shirt. You don't even know the answer.
Good job, Riggs. Get it together.
See? Why is this mad at me now?
I don't know.
I didn't do anything to these geese.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. The station taking a break from Drake.
Yeah.
Drake from Toronto. Bucks are playing the Toronto Raptors. And until the Bucks beat the Raptors, we're taking a break from Drake.
Break from Drake. Break from Drake. Break from Drake.
Good Bucks!
Damn right, you're a good hype guy.
Hell yeah, man.
Just saying. Right? They need one.
Maybe they should hire a hype guy in the arena to, like, you know, shout around and make some noise.
Do they have one?
Listen,
I don't know.
If the Bucks want to hire a hype guy who is like the man, the myth, the legend, you can hire me. I'm for hire. I got nothing to do at night, okay? Right? I can leave the kids at home.
Break from Drake. All the info's up at 1037kissfm.com. We are Drake free until the Bucks win.
Yeah.
When the Bucks
buddy.
Win, I should say. When. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 659 is in the books. Gibbons, what did you learn on the show today? Go ahead.
I learned on the show this morning that Allie's kids kind of have a little bit of a temper like mom. Mm-hmm. Like maybe when they're at their first baseball game ever and they get a pitch and they don't hit the pitch that gets thrown to them and then they react like this.
Comes up to the plate.
He swings in.
That is real audio from Hudson at his first game.
At a quiet-ass baseball game.
Completely silent.
There's nobody making a sound in the stands.
Sorry, Bob Uecker. Take it away again.
Hudson Faith steps up to the plate. Huesinger sausages are delicious. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Caught him swinging.
I hope Hudson's good and he ends up in the major leagues and he gets up to and he becomes the John McEnroe, if you don't even know who that is, of baseball, where he goes,
the angry guy.
The only thing funnier and more inappropriate than the way Hudson reacted when he was batting was when he was in the field. Fielding, okay? He's playing second base.
The ball is in play, and Hudson is running across the field towards me in the stands saying,
Mommy, I need to go potty.
It's a silent game. The kid,
when you gotta go, you gotta go,
pros,
man.
We're not pros.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that's true footage from Hudson at his first game last night.
Too freaking funny.
I love it.
Rec department, city of New Berlin.
Allie, what did you love?
Darn it!
One more time.
It's so funny. Do one more time.
Okay. Darn it!
I want to go to one of his games now.
You should, because I have not cried and laughed so... I mean, I was crying. I was laughing so hard. I went home and I thought, man, that's probably why I'm in such a good mood today.
Oh, yeah.
Because I laughed so much last night. It feels so good.
Allie, you do not want Riggs and I at your son's baseball
game.
Oh,
the hell
game.
I don't.
Oh, dude, I would be...
Hell I don't.
I swear to God, if that kid was batting and I was there and I heard this...
Darn it!
Get your eye on the ball!
I almost started swearing like
Try
I won at the game.
It is
on the ball. Allie, what did you learn this morning?
Can't breathe. I'm sorry.
I learned that we are taking a break from Drake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No more Drake because he's a Raptors fan. He loves Canada, the weirdo, because he's Canadian
he's
and he's
Toronto.
Hot as hell, but I'm going to call him a weirdo for
Holzer.
The sake of this.
Right?
So we play so much Drake. We dropping him. I wanted to cry. And then I went, no, screw that. Yeah. Go Bucks.
Right.
Damn straight.
We're going to support the home team.
Yep.
And Drake can be back when we beat the Raptors.
That's damn right.
So you will not hear Drake on this station until the series is over.
That's right.
Go Bucks.
Because we are taking a break from Drake. Break from Drake. Break from Drake.
Tell your friend. Tell your mama. Tell your neighbors.
Thank you. You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. J-Matt's up next with no Drake because we're taking a break for Drake. You won't hear any Drake. It's not happening.
Why?
Break from Drake. Drake.
Break from Drake.
And $1,000 Drake. Coming up at 10:10. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Go Bucks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.